I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
One. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Thaddeus McCotter, American Greatness, writing about the kudzu economy. Thaddeus, a very good evening to you. What is kudzu? Where is it? Good evening.
Good evening to you, John. I first learned of what kudzu was when I was back listening to my old stereo in the 1980s. REM's Murmur had a copy of kudzu on the cover. On the back, I believe they had an old railroad trestle that was also covered in it. And so at the time, I really didn't know what it was until I read about it in a review of the album. And I found out that it was an invasive species. I believe it originated in Asia. That came over here back around the 19th, early 20th century, at which time it was promoted by the United States government, I believe the Soil Conservation Entity. And anyways, they said that it was good for crops. It would help soil erosion. And so it was used there, and it was also used as a decorative species. Unfortunately, what happened was this invasive species basically engulfs everything around it. It advances very, very quickly. And so before you know it, the indigenous plant life is harmed and the invasive species becomes dominant. So kudzu, to me, when I started thinking about it recently, because I was listening to REM again, reminded me so much of the Democrats' green economy and the regulatory and taxing framework that they're using, the lack of consumer choice inherent in the arbitrary decisions that the government is foisting upon the market. When you look at it, John, it's basically legislative and regulatory kudzu that is stifling entrepreneurial initiative and dimming and suffocating the prosperity of the American people.
Can kudzu be stopped?
It can be stopped, but it takes a lot to do it, and it takes a lot of insecticides. So people who are concerned about the plant life, the flora, and even the fauna to some extent, it's going to require a lot of things that you're not supposed to be using to kill off this invasive species. It can be stemmed, they believe, but John, this started in the Southeast, and now it's apparently as far north as Illinois, parts of the Northeast, and it continues to keep booming.
So this is the green economy. That's the Democratic idea, and it can't be stopped. We're going to go green. It's already costing us money. The EVs are unpopular. It doesn't matter?
No, it can be stopped, but it takes a determined effort, and it takes a lot of things to go right for you to be able to stem its progress and to uproot it. A lot of it is you have to uproot it, and then you have to treat the soil underneath it to make sure it doesn't come back again. In many ways, it's a lot like the economic reforms that are necessary to eliminate a lot of the economic kudzu, the Democratic agenda, so that we can again have a growing, prosperous economy where we unleash the entrepreneurial spirit of the American people and don't have to sit around watching our children's prospects be diminished before our eyes.
The Democratic advance on green economy is very successful in the media. So where do you stop it if the media... I don't know any part of the media that's anti-green. Do you?
Well, I don't worry about the media. I worry about the American people. The trust in the media is at an all-time low. Much of it is a self-inflicted wound. So when you look at it, John, it's not the media that has to change. It's American people just have to decide that if we're going to have a responsible transition to cleaner energy, I need to hear what it is, and I need to hear how it's going to impact me so that you can actually cultivate a garden rather than just drop a whole bunch of kudzu in there and hope for the best, because the best won't happen.
here in New York, the green economy dominates. Hence, the shale gas that's locked up in New York's mountains is being left untouched. Is that happening in Michigan?
Well, there's arguments over the pipeline in the Straits under Lake Huron, where Lake Huron and Lake Michigan meet up at the Straits of Mackinac. There's a pipeline that goes under there from Canada. But when you look at it, John, it's the Keystone Pipeline. It's the entire green agenda. It affects, if you want to look at places like Pennsylvania, where clearly the green agenda is causing a lot of economic damage, but it's throughout the entire country. So when you look at it, John, it's not just an invasive species, economic regulation and taxation that's affecting a specific area. It's affecting the entire country.
And this election here, the one between Trump and Harris, that's a pretty clear indication. But what you're telling me is that it's already in Congress, and so therefore one election is not going to end it.
You can, again, begin to limit the growth and begin to stunt its growth and begin to roll back through executive orders to legislation. It's going to take a determined effort by the American people. But again, this is not just simply saying, oh, no green energy. No, it's a responsible transition to incorporate green energy is something I think people across the board would welcome. The problem is the Democrats are a radical agenda. They take no consequence. These are people who believe that if you just dictate that we will no longer be able to sell fossil fuel engine powered cars and electric vehicles will rule the day, they think they can do it through legislative fiat. So when you're talking about radicalism and uprooting everything, it's a Democratic Party, like, again, the invasive species of kudzu. They're deciding to drop something in there. They're watching it spread. And yet, at the end of the day, they're totally oblivious to the consequences, both seen, foreseen, and unseen, that they're eliciting with their legislation, again, and their taxation regime. So when you look at it, John, the Democratic Party is probably the largest obstacle towards an efficient and effective transition that will incorporate green energy technologies into American life because of their radical, oblivious approach as to how their kudzu agenda impacts Americans.
That is McCarter, writing of the kudzu economy at American greatness. This is the Friends Fischer Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.
What if every student had a tutor and personalized learning was available to everyone? What if every family had a financial guide and their investments made for an optimistic future? What if every doctor could diagnose you in seconds and healthcare visits felt more personal? What if your business never slept and every customer's shopping experience felt like it was designed especially for them? It can with Agentforce, the powerful AI from Salesforce.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to The Wealth Break.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone. It's not just about saving. It's about investing. It's about navigating systems that weren't built for you, embracing your hustle, and relying on your community to create something bigger.
And that's exactly why we created The Wealth Break. We made something different, something more human. It's not just another financial podcast. It's a conversation about real life, real struggles, and real wins.
We're here to talk about the journey. You're here from people who've broken barriers, found creative ways to succeed, and learned to build wealth on their terms. Whether it's the first-time homeowner, a gig worker, or someone turning a side hustle into a six-figure business, we're bringing you their stories.
And we're not stopping at success stories. We're breaking down the realities, like what it means to take risk, how to navigate failure, and why resilience matters. Because wealth isn't about money. It's about creating a life where you can thrive and help others to do the same.
So if you're ready for a podcast as much as about people as it is about money, you're in the right place.
Listen to The Wealth Break podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.